Good evening. Welcome to the Slayer Report. This is Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm delighted you could join me this week. Today is Thursday, November 12th, 2020. And the world is getting even more interesting. On the website, we have a new great report from Dr. Mark Skidmore, Standard 56, FASB Standard 56, and the authority of the Director of National Intelligence to waive SEC financial reporting. What Mark is doing here is connecting the dots between FASB Standard 56 and some of the other little tricks they're using to take the money secret to show you how impactful this could be. And if you're in the securities market, you definitely want to know about this very good piece. It's over at Missing Money, but you can link to it. We have a little commentary up on the homepage to link into it. I also published a book review early this week on a wonderful collection of essays by C.J. Hopkins, and the subtitle, The War on Populism. More about that in a second. I'm going to have him back on the Solari Report in 2 weeks, so I'll be interviewing him this weekend. Then a great piece from Pete Kennedy, Remedy for Slaughterhouse Logjam, and a lot of what's happening in the meat area in the United States. The pressure to really allow farmers to do their own slaughter is really there. There's a wonderful new documentary out this week in French called Hold Up. I filmed with it, which is how I knew about it. And the English is expected out in 2 weeks. It came out. It was going rapidly viral. Sure enough, it got censored in the first 48 hours. I couldn't believe it. Wow, somebody's declaring a copyright issue and it's taken down across the board. And what that tells me is that it's really as good as I think it is. So I can't wait to see the English version. I'm working on at the last month of the year. In December, we have a series of Best of the Solari Reports. So it'll go on for 3 weeks at the end of December as we're preparing the annual wrap-up. And one of the weeks is the top 4 weekly Solari reports of the year. So I think I'll also do the top special reports. So I would love to hear from you if you're interested on what you think the top 4 were. You can send that to Ask Catherine or put in subscriber input. I'll find it. Under events, I continue to do a lot of interviews, and we're posting those up on the... if you look at the events section, you can see them. I did the Kate Daly Show last week. I'm going to do it again in 2 weeks. And Daniel List and I, Daniel had an incredible conversation with Joseph about the deep state monkey business on the election. And so I'm going to record one with Daniel. He should probably post it by next week. We continue to do an enormous amount of trainings of people who are interested in hosting events. I've put a list in the show notes of all the states that have subscribers who are interested in hosting, then the ones where we've completed training, where gatherings have happened, and pending gatherings should be happening, and then training is being scheduled for some additional ones. Anyway, I gave you the breakdown of all of that, and the 3 places we've just sent emails to. What we do is we train somebody who's interested in hosting, and then we will send emails out to the subscribers in their area and say, if you're interested in being part of this, just contact them. And so if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. It's all your choice. It's extremely important that you send, if you're interested in hosting or have questions about this process or the training, send your request to customerservice@solari.com. A lot of the requests are coming in all different areas. So just send it in to customerservice@solari.com. We're excited about this, and we're going to test some software to help facilitate it. But that's going to take a little bit. And hopefully, if we find something we like, we'll put it up in the first quarter. Wrap-ups, everybody should have the state of our currency. If you don't have state of our currency, please let us know at customerservice@solari.com or write a support ticket and we'll get another mailing out to you, but you should absolutely have it by now. People are reading it, and it's funny, I just had a wonderful subscriber say to me today, you know, I've had it here. It looked beautiful, but, you know, I just knew it was going to be really technical and boring and financial. And, you know, I dreaded having to read it, but I picked it up and read it. It's really understandable. And I learned a lot and I really enjoyed it. Oh my God. Please read it. The second quarter wrap up 2020 injection fraud goes to the printer next week. I was hoping it would go this week, but it'll go next week. And our goal is to get then the third quarter out before Christmas. So I'm going to turn that around and get that in as well. Take Action Crowdfund. Thank you so much for your support. We continue to send. We sent another round of 2,500 to some of the to CHD, to Europe CHD, and Farm to Consumer Legal Defense, and Ohio Stands Up, and some more money to some of the reporters. Our theme tonight is the Shriekometer Roar was created to cover up the criminal use of taxpayers' resources that engineered rising inequality and just about everything else. It's interesting, we're watching now in the United States sort of the consolidation of the coup d'etat that started, it started in my mind when Biden engineered the Omnibus Crime Bill in 1994 that started literally dropping SWAT teams into neighborhoods, rounding up kids and throwing them into slave labor camps. So it was the, you know, the slave labor camp surge was the beginning of this real move on America. Not to say they hadn't gotten it into place before then, but that was when, you know, if you're going to nip it in the bud, you had to do it then. And instead everybody enjoyed the housing bubble, which was very, very tragic. C.J. Hopkins, as I said, I just published a book review of his essays from his website, The Consent Factory, subtitled The War on Populism. I found him because of an article a subscriber sent me that he wrote called The Covidian Cult, which is one of the most insightful comments on the COVID-19 op that I have ever read. It's remarkable. Anyway, I just want to read you the quote I put at the top of the book review. It's so, I mean, this guy, when I tell you, I laughed until I cried reading his book. They're really essays from that he has been writing for the last 2 years. But seriously, all that actually happened back in the summer of 2016 was the global capitalist ruling classes recognized they had a problem. The problem they recognized they had and continue to have and are now acutely aware of is that no one is enjoying global capitalism except the global capitalist ruling classes. And then there's the battle for the hearts and minds, which they've been furiously raging for the last 2 years and which is only going to intensify. If you think things are batshit crazy now, which clearly they are, strap yourself in. What is coming is going to make COINTELPRO look like the work of some amateur meme freak. I know a lot about COINTELPRO, and I can't tell you how funny I think that is. Essentially, what the lockdowns are designed to do is to destroy small business, destroy independent enterprise. That includes the churches and a lot of not-for-profits. All of those small independent entities are the base of independent income, which is the base of the political process that gets in the way of the, as Hopkins would say, the global capitalist ruling classes. It's hard for me to call it capitalism because it's not really capitalism. They don't believe in capitalism. They prefer monopoly. Anyway, but Biden has said, made it very clear, and his new science advisors made it very clear, they're looking to do a major lockdown, and that is designed to shut down the independent income of all these entities. Now, what they want to do is they want to replace it with a huge government stimulus bill that makes everybody dependent on government checks, so they have to do what they say. So if you can destroy their enterprises, their not-for-profits, their businesses, and get them dependent, it's like a welfare system, and you got them hooked. That's part of why this debate in the Senate, Pelosi wants to do a big fat stimulus bill and McConnell is saying no, because he knows, you know, that huge stimulus bill is part of making everybody dependent and makes it much easier to shut down all their businesses. Now, If you think that's bad, wait till you see what happens. And this is why the Senate fight is so big. If the Democrats get the White House and the Senate, and it's the Senate's going to come down to a fight for both Senate seats in Georgia. So Georgia right now is really at the center of the global planetary war. But if the Democrats get the White House and the Senate, then not only are you going to do major lockdown, try and wipe out all the small business income, but you're going to approve the $3 trillion SDR for the IMF, which is going to let the IMF go out and buy everybody globally into digital IDs, mark of the beast, you know, the whole nine yards. So this is really coming down to transhumanism versus freedom. Not to say that the whole thing is going to be decided by the political process. It's not. I mean, this is spiritual warfare, and it's one person and one soul at a time. But there's no doubt that the fight we're watching represents New World Order globalists versus the independent producers. And, you know, and there's no doubt the pigs are out in size. So let's hope the Republicans get the Senate. Now, I'll talk in a second about where things stand with Trump and Biden, but, you know, it's looking tougher and tougher every day. Okay, money and markets. Wednesday close again. All returns are total return for 2020. The market took one look at a possible Biden win and the dollar traded off because they know what this means. But that's coming either way, so I don't want to put too much on the election. The long treasury now down 13.1%, I'm sorry, up 13.1%, so way down from its high above 30% this year. The intermediate treasury ETF up 7.73, the bond aggregate up 4.04, and junk down 2.43%. There's a lot of junk that's in real trouble. Equities, the S&P up 8.3% for the year, the U.S. still looking like the pretty face. The home builders up 21.77. Real estate still rocking many places around the country. And the European ETF down 3.47. Germany almost flat. It's down 7 basis points. The developed markets ETF minus North America down 1.29%. The large cap China up 5.62%. Emerging markets up 5.36. The China growth looks very strong, very good. So COVID-19 is turning out to be a real winner for China, interestingly enough. And then the commodities markets index down 17.3%. Gold still doing strong, up 21.45, and silver 34.49. And I think that's going to continue either way. Whatever happens in the U.S. election, nobody will be confident in the result. The oil market's still slammed as usual. So, in fact, oil looks really like an opportunity. Okay, so let's turn to the U.S. elections. It's clear from looking at what happened that Trump won. The election fraud was significant. Clearly, the mail-in ballots did the trick for essentially, as again, I'm use Hopkins' phrase, the global capitalist elite rulers. It's a deeply compromised process, and of course, Barr described it very well ahead of time why it was such a bad idea, and clearly it was. You kind of wonder why they let it happen. If you look at part of how you can tell the fraud was significant was by the patterns, but also we're now getting whistleblower supports. And my guess is that the fraud was just unbelievably significant. Again, COVID-19 is designed to stop all the middle-class independent base. That's the base, that's giving everybody so much trouble, wants to go full on transhumanist. Because you're talking about a group of people who are holding on to the Constitution and democratic process, and you've got a lot of these people who have supported Trump. A lot of the COVID restrictions, not allowing people to talk to each other, not allowing them to get together, all of that, you know, not allowing meetings to happen, all of that was designed to stop the conversation. The danger in 2020 was the conversation had really begun on the meaty issues of, like, where's the missing money? And it's interesting because taking a look at some of the people who I think have some of that money in their bank account, they're scared. They don't want their bank statements to be subpoenaed. They don't want to be deposed on where the missing money was, and they had fiduciary obligation. And I think some of that money's in their onshore accounts and their offshore accounts, and they're feeling scared. The AP, as we know, we discussed it last week, AP and the media came out for Biden. I just saw the Financial Times editor come out for Biden in a very tacky way. It was at the ECB forum, and Powell, the head of the Bank of England, and Lagarde, head of the ECB, would not follow along. They know better. Now, Merkel of Germany has come out and congratulated Biden. Putin and Xi Jinping won't do it. They're too cagey. They know better. And the Kremlin basically said, look, the U.S. has to go through its legal process and it needs to be certified, which it does. We see Barr at the Department of Justice agree to investigations of voter fraud. The 9 GOP AGs are now in courts on election fraud. It looks to me like McConnell has been, if he hasn't been supportive, he's certainly been not attacking or trying to pull the rug out from Trump. Now, you've got influential groups of senators in the Republicans who are trying to pull out the rug from Trump because they're saying they want Joe Biden to have access to daily intelligence briefings. It can't hurt. You know, and that's clearly designed to make Biden look more like the president-elect. Corbett had a really good piece that I linked to from the Money and Markets commentary called Chaos is the Plan. And I agree with him. I think the goal here is to try and pull the country apart. But you have to make it look like that's what the people want, and the people are doing it, because then you can abrogate the financial obligations to a huge number of people if you want. Now, the other thing you can do is just print money and get them totally dependent on a federal check, and then they have to do everything you say. That's part of the quote-unquote going direct and the going direct reset. It is so amazing because it's been happening to me for years. I will hear young people talk about what a great idea this is, and then I say, okay, you know, your dad or your grandfather is going to lose his military pension check, and your parents are going to lose their Social Security check, and their, you know, their Medicaid, or your family's going to lose their welfare check and Medicaid, and they look at you like, no, well, there's no connection. You think, this is so strange. It's so strange. It's sort of like they have a silo in their mind for politics and a silo in their mind for money, and the two don't touch. They can't connect the dots. So after these kids finish, it's going to be interesting to see exactly after they finish getting their way, what they're going to say. You know, maybe they're going to have to go home and work hard to support mom and dad. I don't know. We'll see. Without COVID, Trump would have won in a landslide. It's pretty clear. And what that means is that you have a whole bunch of politicians who have literally to make sure they got rid of Trump and to kill the Democratic base, or by Democrats, Democratic base, I don't mean the Democratic Party. I mean the base of people who really think they should get a vote about what happens. They were willing to destroy hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of businesses and small enterprises. And that'll show you how unbelievably dirtball this is. This is true evil. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody in Washington is 100% guilty. You know, so COVID-19 helped, but it was the mail-in ballots that really did it. But you could never have gotten that process, you know, instituted and supported by the courts without the magic virus. I had a couple of times in my litigation when, you know, they just did something that was so lawless and criminal and dirty. I had a couple of rulings by judges. I mean, the judges were just so dirty, it was unbelievable. But there was one ruling from Judge Oberdorfer. I won't bore you with the details. And you just thought, it was funny. That's when I knew there was no more America. It was gone. It was just, but it was funny because I didn't lose my respect for the Constitution. I didn't lose my respect for the American people. But I just had no respect left for any of the people who ran the government, including my old partners. It was just they'd gone off into a very bad place. It's what Sager said. Who thought the Americans would blow it by simply committing suicide? I'm sure the globalist capitalist class, doesn't think they've committed suicide. They're just basically liquidating the North America and the North American middle class people and population to get what they want so that they can rule globally or keep their game going longer globally. Big high-octane speculation. I want to talk about this with Dr. Farrell when we do our annual wrap-up. Where did the Bezos stock sale proceeds and the Berkshire Hathaway stock purchases go? That was $19 billion. And if you look at how much money got spent on election fraud or the opportunity zones or space, a lot of money getting thrown around. But with FASB 56, the CIA could have just done it all. Who knows? As we know, the first thing Trump did was get rid of the Secretary of Defense. And there's definitely a story there, and I'll bet you dimes and donuts it relates to election fraud and what's going on in the opportunity zones and some of the disaster capitalism. But there was rumors that he was also going to fire the head of the CIA. That, as far as I know, that hasn't happened. But I'd love to know what he knows on this one. If Biden comes in, which I think the chances look, I would say it's up to 80-20 now. If Biden comes in, he's going to push for major lockdowns. It's going to be... it's going to get really weird. This is going to be right at, if you have not seen the movie They Live, you need to see it because it'll help you get prepared. Anyway, so Biden is going to push for lockdowns, and I think the goal is to destroy as much independent income as possible and get everybody basically dependent on government handouts so that you have to do what they say. So if you're running a practice, if you're running a business, you need to really get ready to jump the curve on what's coming. It's going to be a lot worse again if the Democrats get both seats in Georgia. So everybody here who's got an independent practice or independent business or independent income of any has reason to want to support the Republican candidates in Georgia. I assure you it's a major, major fight. Let me give you a sense. I got a note from someone in Serbia earlier today. New regulations in Serbia. The Serbian parliament has voted yes for new changes in the law protection against infectious diseases. The Minister of Health can proclaim recommended or mandatory vaccines for special groups of people. How's that for a genocide program? Or for all. This can be any vaccine in the future. Isolation, so they can recommend or mandate isolation or home quarantine for those who are suspected to have a contagious disease. This is truly spectral evidence. This is like the witch trials. In the witch trials, spectral evidence, Cotton Mather determined that you could use spectral evidence in court. Spectral evidence is if I say your ghost was in my bedroom on Saturday night and made me kill my husband. And you have to prove that your ghost wasn't in my bedroom. This is truly spectral evidence. You're suspected of having a contagious disease. Fines for not having personal protective equipment. God knows what that's. We're going to have to walk around in hazmat suits. And the use of police and military forces to enforce the law. And I got news for you. A lot of military and police are not on board to do this. It's important to remember that what we're watching now in the United States, the decision was made in November 1995. And I go back to when they passed the omnibus crime bill in 1994, and that was all Biden's leadership. That's when they started to do the private prisons, which I call slave labor camps, because they're bringing drugs into a community and then they're rounding up kids, including kids who are just walking down the street, not just stealing their drugs, and throwing them into slave labor camps and making big money on the real estate and the construction and the, you know, the prison stocks. So I wrote about this in the Dylan Reed story. Let me read you the famous quote. The response from the pension fund investors was quite positive until the president of CalPERS, the largest pension fund in the country, said, "You don't understand. It's too late. They've given up on the country. They are moving all the money out in the fall of 1997. They're moving it to Asia." He did not say who they were, but did indicate that it was urgent that I see Nick Brady, as if our data that indicated there was hope for the country might make a difference. I thought at the time that he meant that pension funds and other institutional investors were shifting a much higher portion of their investment portfolios to emerging markets. I was naive. He was referring to something much more significant. That's the financial coup d'etat, which I've written much about, but that's essentially, they couldn't get the budget deal done. They gave up on the country. They started moving all the money out. And so once you finish stealing the $21 trillion and the $24 to $29 trillion on the bailouts, total $50 trillion, it's a fait accompli that you don't have the money to keep all the promises. And so along comes the magic virus, and here we are. D.C. has proposed a law on the vaccination of children without consent and knowledge of the parents. They're deeming, I think, a child as young as 11 can sign their own consent form, and they can be vaccinated, and that the existence of that vaccination can be kept secret from the parent. Can you imagine? So I keep saying this. I've said this for years now, but I'm really going to pound the drum. You must get your kids out of private school, out of public school, out of any government school. What is coming is quite frightening. It is quite frightening. And it's very hard for healthy people to fathom how evil what is upon us is. And you just need to make sure that your kids are in a very safe place. So just, and you got to do it now. You can't wait until Kamala Harris is president and you know, really frightening things are upon us. They want the state to own and control the children. Now they're going to do that in a way where they can make the parents financially responsible to raise the kids. You know, and think of the economic implications. They can give a child a vaccine that can cost you $5 million to take care of a severely vaccine-injured kid for the rest of their life. So you're financially responsible, but they can go ahead and do whatever they want, and they're not financially responsible. Now, the other thing is, if you look at how this system is going to work, it's going to make it much easier for them to cull the elderly. If you look at what Cuomo did in New York, how many people they killed, it was very, very significant. And that's going to be another group that's very much targeted, because that's the group that's costing the government and the insurance companies a lot of money. And if they kill them, that capital will drop to the next generation, which will sort of help them with that generation. Whichever way it goes, there is major reengineering coming, no matter what happens at the federal level. Let me just give you a quote from Kiplinger. Kiplinger: state lawmakers are readying severe budget cuts as much as 15 to 20% for fiscal years 2021 and 2022 in response to expected revenue shortfalls. Now, whatever the expected revenue shortfalls, once we get Biden lockdowns, those revenue shortfalls are going to be much greater. Their revenues fall 3% in fiscal 2020 versus an expected 3% rise pre-COVID. Note that state and local outlays account for about 10.9% share of total U.S. GDP. you really must get familiar with your state and local finances. And if you're moving, you really must do diligence your state and local finances before you pick a place. You need to be prepared for what cuts they're going to make and what it could mean to you and your neighbors. And again, a Biden lockdown is going to slaughter state and local budgets after what has happened in 2020. And again, all this is all part of getting everybody totally dependent on Fed printed paper. Because, you know, if you shut the economy down, then the only money around is what essentially the Fed and the government can print. I mean, the question is, are they trying to get rid of state and local government? I doubt it, but we'll see. I got asked, and I'm sort of asked once a year, what I think of the Deagle scenario. Deagle is a website, D-E-A-G-E-L, on the internet. It's a small military government contractor, and they put up a scenario of what they think is going to happen by country to population and per capita income. And I've always described Deagle as sort of the worst case. For example, what would happen if the U.S. lost its reserve currency in an unpredictable, uncontrollable way. Anyway, they put up a new one, and it represents the worst case. My concern is if you look at what Biden and Harris have been saying and what they and their group could do, if they're really absolutely adamant about breaking up the country and reducing the population to dependent on sort of federal checks, in the worst case, you're looking at the Deagle scenario. So it's a baseline for the worst case. And if you live in the United States of America, it's worth taking a look at it now. We'll do a lot more with the scenarios in the annual wrap-up, so we'll be talking about that again. But what's interesting is both Biden and Harris during the election talked about the fact that COVID had killed 200 or 220 million people in America. And I hate to say it, that's exactly what the Deagle scenario shows by 2025. The Brits have moved to stop foreign acquisitions, and it looks to me like they may be drawing away from the kind of close ties they've had with the U.S. military. One of the biggest, toughest questions on doing a sort of redoing the currency system globally is how are you going to marry a global central bank with a global military? And so if you look at the governance issues behind the U.S. military, which is clearly the biggest military in the world, there are serious questions about exactly how the military function is going to work. And what we've watched is through the contractors, more and more sort of integration of the Commonwealth military with the U.S. military, sort of moving towards a global military. And so for the Brits to move back like this as they're doing Brexit, I find that very interesting. HHS came out with what I would call literally a regulatory memory wipe, proposing to do a regulation that would allow them to spontaneously wipe all old regulations. And you look at it and you think, this can't possibly be legal. I haven't gotten into it. If anybody knows anything about it, I would love to hear more about what you think about it, or please send links. Twitter's been censoring, and it's gotten more and more irritating. They've been doing it to me for years, but it's gotten more irritating. So I decided, okay, I'm going to move to Gab and got on Gab. Now, it's not working very well. I've tried a couple times. I've been posting, and the postings won't go, and it doesn't work, and then the site goes down. They're clearly getting a lot of people moving there, but I can't promise that Gab is going to work. So if you've got recommendations of site you think are better, let me know. But I'm hoping sort of Gab, with the support they're getting, starts to get their act together. Our hero this week is a wonderful young man. He's one of these mixed judo fighters. It's like judo and wrestling. His name is Bryce Andrew Mitchell. He's from Arkansas, and he gave a great speech. He was doing a little press conference. And he decided to take the opportunity to absolutely trash the governor of Arkansas over the COVID restrictions and the masks. And it's absolutely hysterical. Because he ties it back to who pays taxes. You think I'm not important, except you expect to show up and take my money. Well, there's a relationship. Anyway, it's one of the reasons I love the people from Arkansas. Our blast from the past is Let Not the Sun Go Down on Your Anger. And this is about dealing in a situation. Tyranny always tries to get under your skin and make you angry in a way that stops you from being competent or ethical. And it's really spiritual war to find a way to not let that happen. I learned a lot about it during my 11 years of fighting with the deep state and the Department of Justice. It's really hard to do, but you can do it. And I work hard at this, and I don't always get it right. There are days I fail. But I'm telling you, anger can kill you. It doesn't kill the people you're angry with. It kills you. So you got to be good at managing your anger, because tyranny is absolutely brilliant at using your anger to poison you. Okay, let's go to the movies. Pete Kennedy did a wonderful interview with a farmer from Maine who had been instrumental in putting together the regulatory construct they needed to really do economically sustainable farming. It's really a wonderful story. And Pete called me and he said, we went on, it's a long, I said, that's okay, Pete. If you are going to do this in your state or your county, you need the detail. Anyway, but he chose for Let's Go to the Movies, a 15-minute video of her talking about their litigation and their challenge in the state of Maine. Anyway, it's a story. If you are building a local food system, and I really hope you are, this is the Maine story, and sort of this whole thing is it's just a fabulous resource. Pete worked really hard to get that transcript up and time to for the discussion. So the transcript is there, and if it's easier for you to read the transcript, or you can download the audio and listen to it in your own time. This is perfect for walks. This is what I do when I walk. I was going to do the Jiro Dreams of Sushi about the Tokyo sushi chef, and then Pete chose the Heather thing. But if you like sushi, I recommend that to you as well. Okay, so remember, Ask Catherine has already posted it. It got posted. I'm now recording that on Tuesday, and then we're posting on Wednesday. And that's so that Money Markets is a little bit zippier. We're getting more and more questions, so we wanted to do that separately. Anyway, so that's it for this week. Next week, Transcending Fear with Dr. Peter Breggin. I'm getting so much feedback from subscribers that they're having to deal with people who are, in the cold and in a state of real panic and fear about the magic virus. And so the question is, how do you navigate a world that's dealing with inappropriate fear? And there's real appropriate fear, because if you look at what we're dealing with, there's a lot to be afraid of. So Transcending Fear, Navigating Fear with Dr. Peter Breggin. Then the following week, which for those of you in the United States is going to be Thanksgiving, The War on Populism with C.J. Hopkins, really amazing playwright, and who writes the funniest, most insightful essays. I can't believe I haven't discovered him until now. If you haven't read The Covidian Cult, you have to read it. It's one of the smartest things anybody's written yet about the magic virus. And then my long-promised Why I'm an Optimist, I want to get that done this year. And I apologize to the subscriber asked me that question. I promised to do this much sooner, but let's get it done in December. Okay, so that's it for this evening. Again, don't worry about whether or not there's a conspiracy. There's clearly a conspiracy, but if you're not in a conspiracy, then you do need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.